Hare Krishna.
Don't equate sensation with identification. Some people ask, how can I be not the body? When the body is cut, I feel pain. When the body contacts something soft, tastes something delicious, I feel pleasure. So clearly, I am the body. How can I be anything different from the body? This argument equates sensation with identification. Now, to understand the problem with this argument, with such an equalization, let's consider a movie. Suppose we are watching a movie in which suddenly the hero is hit by a blow. Now, as the hero is knocked down, we feel as if we ourselves have also been hit. We feel the same sensations as the hero is feeling, but we know that we are not the hero. We are different from that hero. So just because we experience the same sensations does not necessarily mean that we are a particular person. So now, similarly, in the material world, the soul identifies with the body. But just as our identification with the movie hero is a misidentification, similarly, the soul's identification with the body is a misidentification. Just as because of that misidentification, in the movie character's sensations are felt as our sensations, similarly, the body sensations, we feel them as if they are our sensations. Now, the desire to watch, desire to enjoy the movie causes us to turn from real life to real life. And thus, we get engrossed in the movie and we get the sensations of the misidentification. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita 13.22 states, Purushah prakatistho hi bhungte prakati jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. Purushah prakatistho hi. That the soul becomes situated in material nature. Why? Bhungte prakati jan gunan bhungte, because of the desire to enjoy. What? Prakati jan gunan. The products of material nature, the prakriti jan, the products of material nature which manifest through the three modes, karanam guna sangosya, and because of the association with these modes, sadasad yoni janmasu, the soul takes birth in, meets good and evil in this world. Now, here, the point is that, now how do we know that we have a life beyond the how do we know we have life beyond the movie? Because we can experience a real life beyond the movie. And then we understand that, okay, I have a real life beyond this also. So similarly, can we experience a life beyond the body? The difference between misidentification with the movie character and misidentification with the body is primarily in that the misidentification with the movie character is relatively easy to get out of. We can just walk out of the movie theater, or if you're watching it at home, you can just turn off the TV. But coming out of the body misidentification requires much more systematic process. Now, first of all, we need the philosophical knowledge to differentiate between the body and the soul. We need to understand that the body is unconscious, and whatever sensations are being experienced, yes, they may be experiencing relationship with the body, but who is it that is experiencing the sensations? The body, entire body, is just made of unconscious molecules, ultimately, atoms and molecules, none of which experience any sensations. So, with this basic philosophical understanding, we can at least theoretically explore the possibility that there has to be experiencer different from the body. That experiencer, the Bhagavad Gita tells us, is the soul. Now, the Gita also offers us systematic processes of yoga which enable us to curtail our material sensations and enable us to experience spiritual sensations. So in the same sequence in the Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, few verses later, 13.25, Krishna outlines three processes of yoga. Dhyane natmani pashyanti kechidatmanam atmana anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare. Dhyane natmani pashyanti. By dhyana, within, atmani pashyanti. Some people see the atma. Kechit atmanam atmana. With the purified mind, they perceive in words. Anye sankhena yogena. Others, by the process of Sankhya Yoga, anye dhyan karma yogena chapare. So karma yoga, Sankhya Yoga and Dhyan Yoga. Sankhya Yoga is the same as Jnana Yoga. And now in the next verse, Krishna recommends Bhakti Yoga, which is centered on hearing. Anye tvaiva majananta shutva annebhyo pasate te pichati taranteva mrityum shuti parayanaha. Here Krishna emphasizes that there are others who hear, and by being devoted to hearing, they go beyond the cycle of birth and death. So, whereas the other three yogas get just one line together, one verse together, Bhakti Yoga Krishna gives one full verse. And he also gives the guarantee that by this, we will go beyond the cycle of birth and death. And overall, the Bhagavad Gita recommends Bhakti Yoga as the best yoga, as the topmost yoga in 6.47. And why is Bhakti Yoga the best yoga? Because it gives us spiritual sensations most efficaciously, because it connects us with the highest spiritual reality, it's Krishna, who being a reservoir of beauty, mercy and love, a connection with him floods our consciousness with wonderful spiritual sensations. Purifying, enriching, uplifting spiritual sensations. And thus by Bhakti Yoga, by gaining spiritual sensations, we become distanced from material sensations, and thus we realize more and more our spiritual identity, and we realize how our material identification is a misidentification. And thus we can understand the error in conflating sensation with identification. And mistake, which then you no longer mistake the bodily identification, we do no longer mistake body sensation as evidence for our bodily identity. Rather, we understand that it is a misidentification which we have become free from. Thank you. Hare Krishna.